Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, here's the sign. Abraham Toro, three hits yesterday, Curtis. Bottom seventh, the Toro toe saves a couple runs. Good challenge. Nice job, Brenly. Nice job, Cora. Sox are back. Going to sweep the Braves. You got Bueller today, Crochet tomorrow. Bingo, bango. Next time you talk to the front office on Thursday, Breslow, he'll be singing a different tune. He'll be in a better place. Unfortunately, Thursday, they were not in a good place, and you really put the screws to him.
That was fun.
And unveiled some of the inner workings of the organization, I think.
There's nothing I enjoy more than calling out hypocrisy within the Red Sox front office and Patriots.
This isn't really hypocrisy. It's just the way they've chosen to do things.
Well, they haven't been transparent.
No.
Craig Breslow, after that start, didn't go out and say, yeah, I told them to pull him after 85 pitches, right?
No, and I think, you know, they've got to be happy with Cora. He has towed the company line. Cora has not really thrown them under the bus.
Right.
He's just basically taken it and, you know.
They said, you go to the graduation, we need you to cover our butt.
Yeah, I guess he's done that, or they've done that for him. So, anyway, here's Curtis and Breslow. I think this is an important exchange if you missed it from Thursday, and here's the back and forth there.
Good.
One
thing, though, Craig, before we wrap this, but I had a question about the Garrett Crochet 85-pitch outing. Who decided that 85 pitches was the out and why? And lastly, why didn't that get conveyed to Garrett Crochet before the start so that he could have understood, maybe pitched a little bit differently knowing he only had 85 pitches that day?
Yeah, so I would say that's an organizational decision, and I'm happy to take that one on. And you know, we collect a lot of information about about our players, especially our pitchers in between starts. Some of that is objective, some of it is subjective, and you know, we're trying, like all decisions, we're trying to balance the short term and long term interests of the team. And you know, we felt like it made sense based on some of the workload that he had amassed going into that start to keep him a little bit shorter. You know, I don't know that there's a magic number. Somewhere between 80 and 90 is kind of where we landed. And then, you know, I think kind of in respecting the competitive nature of Garrett and the game, you know, I've seen it go both ways, where it could be helpful to say, hey, you know, we're going to keep you a little bit short. I've also seen that backfire. And, you know, we decided it was best to, you know, have Garrett prepare as usual, you know, and approach the game in the way that he had his previous starts, given how successful they've been. And, you know, if Garrett is frustrated because he was taken by surprise, we understand that. We're also able to talk through it. And I think that, you know, ultimately he both understood and agreed that, you know, if this situation arose again, that understanding what his pitch count was going to be was not something that he was looking for.
But so that's not Cora's decision then. So that's the organization has analytics they present to him and say, hey, this is why we should be at this point tonight.
It's a conversation, yeah. You know, and as it relates to health, you know, I think it makes sense to leverage all of the resources and expertise in the organization. And, you know, Alice and I have conversations around game strategy every single day. And, you know, when we see things differently, we sit down and have productive conversations about it and, you know, and ultimately make a decision.
But it's not just a conversation. If you say to him, this is why we have to be at 85 pitches, then he gets out after 85 pitches, right? I mean, that's not, it's not like he said, how many pitches should we have for him tonight? You present information to the manager saying, this is why we should pull him at 85 pitches tonight.
Right. So, right, we would sit down and say, hey, this is kind of what the workload has looked like heading into this. This is what, you know, some of the information that we have says. You know, we're going to need to try to monitor the workload. Is it tonight? Is it next time? Let's grab the medical group. And we reach a decision together.
All right. So, you know, it's just revealing. It just tells you what Cora's dealing with again. Breslow did have a good offseason. You would agree with that? He was pretty good.
I mean, the best acquisition he had nothing to do with.
What, the trade?
I mean, I think Bregman is the signing.
Bregman, no, I would say Crochet is their best acquisition.
I meant signing, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe. I think, obviously, Bregman wanted to play here. In hindsight, his other offer was Detroit. He kind of...
Yeah,
and the other opportunity thing, there. That is a great team.
I would have traded Casas this offseason.
True. The lack of doing that was
first
a fail.
Base was a whiff.
Yep.
Catcher was a whiff. You've gotten lucky. But
signed Toro.
Connor, in 20 years, nobody will believe you that you traded Mookie Betts for Connor Wong, Alex Verdugo, and Jeter Downs. Like, say that out loud.
And Mookie's hurt now. Fractured the toe, so... That trade's looking better this morning.
Unbelievable. Like, that is worse than Luka to the Lakers.
Are the Red Sox going to come out of this is the big question. Do you think Cora and Breslow here, knowing now the arrangement, are going to coexist and work well together? This team winning last night, have they righted the ship? Are they going to be fine? Or will this thing spiral out of control?
Are they going to be fine? If
they're not going to win the World Series. We agree on that.
Right.
You saw Dodgers, Yankees, the big boy teams last night. Fine.
Aaron Judge is so
but
great.
Nobody cares about that. As long as you make the playoffs and show progress and Roman Anthony gets here and you have...
You think this team is making the playoffs?
Yes. I'm sticking with that.
Okay.
The American League is still wide open for the taking.
I believe, and I. By the way, I know he's your best friend, but
Brad was in a one.
Weak sauce
what?
With Jones and Keefe.
What, with Brad?
Simple question. Whose job is more secure?
Oh, yeah, he didn't answer that one.
He got 50-50.
He ordered on that one.
Of course he has an opinion on it, right?
It is a tough question.
No.
Because they were both just signed. Very difficult.
Obviously, yep, that's right.
Cora's more on the hot seat, though. I would agree with you.
Stop. We're finishing this thought.
Go ahead.
Clearly, Rob Bradford, a great gossip and a great reporter, has an understanding and a feeling. He and Cora are very close. So it would be, I was literally in my car turning the radio up to hear a Bradford response. Great question. And he said 50-50. And then there was a follow-up, and he said 50-50. That is inexcusable. I mean, if I had power in this building, I'd say, Rob, let's go.
We'll get our answer at 1 o'clock today. Baseball isn't boring. He wanted to tease that for the weekend.
But it certainly is ambiguous.
So restate your question, or the Jones question.
Right.
Who's more likely to be let go?
Cora.
Okay, and it's not, you hear that answer, and it's not even close. It's obvious that the organization has backed Breslow.
Right, so then why wouldn't Rob answer it?
It's hard to picture Cora going. I think he was trying to say neither are going to happen.
You said it's obvious that you said I could understand.
Well, no, if you had to pick one, but the likelihood of that happening this year is pretty small. I would give Cora less chance of Diggs getting released by the Patriots.
More likely to be here when we go back down to the strip mall in Florida Gulf Coast, Alex Cora or Craig Breslow?
Yeah, Breslow will be here.
I think there's no doubt.
Yes. And Cora could be one and done. That's not likely, but a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, Cora tends to pout when he doesn't get his way. I know it well. That's my go-to. And if this season – Let's put it this way. If it's another second half under 500.
Second half collapse.
Wiggy made this point, and he's spot on. Belichick had one awful year. We all agree he had many bad ones. But 4-13, and he was gone. He had six times the championships. Each had a stain. Both overcame it. Like, and they each 2021 was the anomaly.
But I think you phrased it right. It would be next year, after the season, who's more likely to get let go. But they will not let Cora go midseason.
So here's my point, though. I believe that this will not be quiet. If the Sox are struggling, if he's being told over and over again to play the long game while he's getting destroyed locally for his job.
He'll turn on them.
He'll revolt.
Yeah, he hasn't yet.
I know. That's why I'm saying that if that happens, that is a power struggle that will occur, and there will be a fork in the road.
Do you think Cora and Breslow will work this out? Are the Sox okay? 617-779-7937. Before we get back to Diggs.
And that was a great line that you totally went past. Baseball isn't boring, but it's ambiguous. But carry on.
Until 1 o'clock today.
Yep.
It's just the long game. Now, here are my other two questions. That was my first of my great dilemmas. More likely or not. Cora or Diggs to get let go? Oh, you didn't even answer that. More likely to get let go. Diggs by the Patriots or Cora by the Red Sox?
This season?
Yes.
Or prior to the Patriots?
This year. Sometime this year.
Cora.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they're turning it around. I know you think they're winning the World Series now, but...
Okay, but you give Diggs a legit chance of getting let go.
I absolutely do.
More chance, more likely that this player becomes great, Drake May or Roman Anthony?
Roman Anthony.
Really?
He's the best prospect in baseball.
Yeah, but Drake May's already here and has shown...
Oh, God. I mean, I'm concerned. I think Drake May will be good. But I am concerned, especially, look at this receiving core. If Diggs isn't here or if Diggs isn't back.
Mitch, what do you think about that? More likely to be great, Drake or Roman?
So I think Roman has a little bit less pressure there because when he comes up, with Campbell and Mayer and everybody else, you know, he can just kind of come up there and just hit. Everyone already knows he's not even that good of a fielder. So I'm going to say that May has more pressure, but the better chance of being great, probably Roman Anthony, only because the Patriots O-line still has question marks. And especially if Diggs does get cut, which I don't think he will, unless there's another issue here, but with that wide receiving core, I'm going Anthony.
That's a long answer, but at least he had some reasoning behind it. He agrees with you, though, Curtis.
Yep.
You're both Roman Anthony guys. All right, my last one. More disappointing vet, Trevor Story or Porzingis this year?
Trevor Story.
Till last night.
He sucks.
Till last night. He's finally out of it.
Definitely Trevor Story.
Historically awful signing.
But weren't you disappointed in Porzingis? What a down year.
Yeah.
After the drama of the finals.
You have no sympathy for long COVID?
Is that what he had?
I don't know. But Trevor Story literally never made sense. You bring him in, it pisses off Bogaerts.
He started hot.
Bogaerts' final year was a disaster. Bogaerts leaves. You overpay Devers. Now you have Story at short, and he sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I remember growing up, was it Luis Rivera, shortstop with the Red Sox? He hit like 180, and I was shocked when he made contact. And he's better than Trevor Story.
Now, as the year goes on here, Roman will be up. But when is the call-up? You threw this out with Breslow. Maybe they're waiting until the homestand. The Mike Trout showdown Monday night. Is that what's happening here? Why is he not here now?
Because they are cheap.
So it's a Super 2 thing? It's a year of control? Man, that is depressing if that's the case.
But this is another... I wish we had more time with Breslow, and I've never said that before. But the talk of not... He said, I don't want our best prospects to be relied upon to be saving the season or something
effect. Well, that's what Mitch said. That's why Roman's in a good spot. He's coming up, and they don't have to rely on him.
But Christian Campbell has been Daniel Barded by this organization. I mean, he's playing a new position every couple days. He can't hit. He's being tugged around.
I guess.
Throwing the ball to the dugout.
He's played the infield. They moved him around a little bit. Like,
why are you doing that to him, a guy that's less talented than Roman Anthony, and not to Roman Anthony? Don't you have a higher likelihood of ruining Christian Campbell than the best prospect in baseball?
I don't think they're ruining Campbell by moving around.
Work with me.
I just don't agree with you.
Christian Campbell has been tugged all around. You would agree?
Not really. He's played center, second, and he'll play first. Big deal.
The two guys.
Tom, you agree with Curtis on that? He's been tugged around?
Look at Lumaloni. I was reading his tweets the other day. Nobody knows more baseball than him.
God forbid that he has to play three different positions.
I'm not saying God forbid. I'm saying that what Breslow is saying, he is not applying to his team. There is a guy that looks like he's 15 who's played three different positions, is throwing the ball all over the place.
He's happy. He's thrilled to be here. He had his whole family and friends in Atlanta last night at the game.
That's awesome.
He's living the good life.
I hope they go to Ted Turner's spot. Great Bison.
They've been so tough on him, making him play three positions.
Ken, I'm not saying it's been tough on him. I'm using Craig Breslow's words and saying, why are you okay doing that to a less talented prospect? Why? Wouldn't it be logical that the guy that is more talented would have the ability to deal with changes in a better way than the less talented player?
But it's a money thing.
So that's what I'm saying. So,
okay.
Right, but you agree that makes no sense. That reasoning doesn't stand on its own because they haven't applied it accurately.
A little bit. I mean, Roman Anthony's never played infield ever. Campbell has played both his whole life. He's bouncing around. He's a bounce arounder. Okay. Anthony is not. He's a left fielder. Let's go to Ryan in New Jersey. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. The shows this week have really brought out a lot of the dirt on the Red Sox. You guys have done a really good job, especially the afternoon show yesterday. I really agreed with what they were saying, was that they think behind the scenes, the analytics guys are looking at the statistical probability they can get back in the race this year. They've determined it's not going to happen, and they've pulled the plug basically on the season. But the business side of it says, hey, we still got to sell some tickets and we still got to keep the ratings up for the rest of the year. So let's just string out this Anthony thing and make it look like, hey, we're getting help to come along. But they don't believe that they're going to compete. And I didn't think they were going to compete from the start of the year. They don't have a middle of the order. They don't have a four and a five hitter. And I don't know how, if you don't have somebody to drive in the middle of the lineup, because it wasn't Casas. That's a failed prospect. That's a missed prospect. I'm sorry. He's just not going to be the guy. And they don't have a five hitter. Devers can't hit beyond two. He's just not that type of hitter. So I just think, I mean, this, what they've done, apparently winning four World Series in 14 years got boring, because for 6 years, they've just been fighting the Players Association. Henry does not like the economics of baseball. So they've systematically tried to break down that system, and it's resulted in all these wild moves, overpaying Devers, trading for near pennies. I think it's just about trying to redefine how the player contracts are. Look at it now. They've got three guys on the roster who bought their spots guaranteed because they signed cheap deals. You know, Rafaela, Bello, and Campbell. They get the spot because they signed cheap, because somebody was hurt over Chris Sale and David Price's contract. I just don't get it. I just think winning got boring for these guys. So Henry is really the anti-George Steinbrenner at this point. That's the team he runs.
Thanks, Ryan. That is actually interesting. I mean, I don't totally agree, because they did call up Meyer, but do you think if player X, prospect X, takes the deal, you get the fast track to the big leagues? Otherwise, you're punished. You are marooned in AAA.
I mean, would you put it past any ownership group doing that?
Not really, especially when Henry has definitely spoken on the economics of the game and leads the Economic Reform Committee, as you often point out. So, I guess.
It's embarrassing. That
only three and a half out, though. Hang in there. Just, all right. I mean, they won last night. Can we have a good day? It was a good morning. How about Rafi's two-run single up the middle with the bases juiced to blow it open last night? I actually stood up off the couch and cheered. I gave it a, yeah.
That's a great moment.
It was a great moment in my house.
Is Mike Trout the most overrated athlete of the last 30 years?
Ooh.
Like, the amount of time he's the next Mickey Mantle, he's 5'2". Like, in any other sport, the only story that would go with him is that he's never won.
Well, he won, what, three MVPs?
Well, I mean, like a championship.
But, I mean, he's actually had good seasons. He's put them together. Yeah. It's just never.
It's just a weird, you know, he's in L.A., but not the Dodgers. He's won MVPs, but never won anything.
Yep.
Interesting.
Shohei was there, and now he's not.
That's right.
Dodgers and Yankees were the big story last night. But we do have Walker Buehler today. Bitch has the details in trending. It is the Ken and Curtis Show with you until...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
11 a.m. That's your time of day. This is your Ken and Curtis show. Mago and Shime at 11. Brad Faux, baseball is boring at 1. He will answer the question then. Who's more likely to be cut? Cora or Breslow at 1 o'clock. Then we got pregame and Sox at Atlanta, 4:10 first pitch across the network today, Curtis. And then it's June tomorrow. Turning the corner to baseball season and all that. But it's also Patriots and OTAs. And it's now Steph Diggs drama. A little bit of drama this week. If you could swap one for one, Diggs and with the Dolphins trying to, I don't know if they're trying to trade Tyreek Hill, get rid of him. Would you swap Diggs for Hill, one for one trade?
Wow. I have a hard time with,
like, are they both same category of drama or danger?
Steph Diggs is not, he has done nothing off the field in terms of violence against others, in terms of, I don't think he's ever been arrested. Like, I totally different. So I'd probably stick with Diggs, even though Tyreek Hill is more talented.
Oh yeah, Hill's definitely more talented.
I can't. That guy is just bad.
You play them week two. Good start to the year for the Patriots. I like that schedule. I mean, Raiders at home, at Dolphins, and then Pittsburgh.
Someone,
I guess,
who
with Aaron Rodgers
pled to punching his pregnant girlfriend. Someone who has allegedly broken the arm of his child. Like,
well, what did our man Vrabel say? You can't win with all churchgoers or something like that at the beginning of the...
If you can harm your own child in that way, I'm sorry. That is a bridge too far for me.
Yeah, but if he came here, he'd be popular.
Of course, they'd be all against it, and then they'd say, oh, he's changed, man. He found a Patriot way in the middle of Foxborough.
He's 31. Diggs is also 31. Kind of guys at the same point in their career.
And also
two
a guy...
teams that aren't really contenders.
Another great take by you. You said the Chiefs would really miss him. They won two championships after...
they lost last year. They would have won with him.
You know what's interesting about the Mahomes thing is it's great in the fact that the Chiefs have not dominated the offseason in any way.
It is.
And
they got rid of Tooney.
The two Super Bowl blowout losses are now sort of like, well, they're history. They're never going away. And it's just, it is so remarkable in the 10 times that Tom went and 9 times that the Patriots went that not one of those games was more than a one score loss. That, you know, in each of those games, if not for a play, they could be 9-0.
Does that make it more painful or like more respectable?
Oh, more painful, but
more, like, respectable as time goes on.
I mean, Mahomes in 5 Super Bowls has more interceptions than Brady has in 10. And the loss last year where Patrick Mahomes padded those stats in the fourth quarter in a game that was out of reach. At halftime, I think they had not scored, and I think he had like a zero passer rating. I mean, three or four plays that led directly to touchdowns, either by a pick six or by that interception that was at the 15-yard line or whatever. And it's just so hard to do what the Patriots were able to do. And I hope
it's the beginning of the end for them. I hope Mahomes doesn't have another decade where we're still talking about
it. I've had a couple premature moments. One, Bengals-Patriots last year, where I thought Mayo was the next Newt Rockne. And then the other was when the Bengals beat the Chiefs in the AFC title game, that awful loss when the Chiefs were up 21-3. They had the ball. Remember, they had the ball right before half at the 2-yard line, and they threw it to Tyreek Hill. He got down. They couldn't get a playoff. They got no points. And then the second half, they got dominated, lost in overtime.
Well, same with the Bills. The Bills have that pressure of, like, your window's not really closing, but, boy, you better get better win. Big year for them.
It's also really hard at this stage. Like, Mahomes is really going to need that Gronk, you know, the influx of the next generation, the Dante Hightower,
right?
All the guys that arrived.
Texter made a good point. You cut Diggs. The Chiefs sign him probably tomorrow.
That's true. I mean, one of my only takes that I was very close to getting was that Juju Smith-Schuster was going to get a touchdown. He, like, dropped it. But, yeah, I feel like it's going to be a I don't know.
It's going to be a much better year locally for football fans, though. At least there's stuff to watch. You're building. McDaniels is here. You've got a pro in the room. Drake May, I'm not totally – I'm worried about aspects of it, but he is good. He's got hope, and you've got really 3 years for him to grow.
I just like hate – I really hate that Belichick isn't in the NFL as a coach. Like, it would be so much more fun.
June 1 is tomorrow. He can opt out of that baby.
Did you see the Falcons threw shade at Bill in their schedule reveal video?
Oh, and I did not.
Yeah, because he had been doing the 28-3 stuff, and they mocked him with the young girlfriend in there. They probably sit back there saying, thank God that I did not bring that guy in.
But back to the Diggs conversation. So we talked earlier, and you are talking about Zoe and others putting it in the ether that there's a chance they would cut Diggs. We don't really, both don't think they will, but you're not ruling it out. It's a big test for Vrabel. He's got to decide how to handle this, or at least internally have some kind of conversation which puts things in the proper perspective. So how does it play out this year with Diggs? Is he a plus or a minus for the team? Is this a good signing, or do we come back to regret it? Like, even if it blows up, I don't think it's the worst thing.
Well, my gut is to say 50-50. But I will say that I believe that it will be a successful year for Steph Diggs. Ooh. I think.
So this is like the low point, and it all is up from here.
That this in the end will be viewed as a positive, that he was, you know, he realized this. He got in, you know, Vrabel laid down the law. He acquiesced and, you know, capitulated to him.
Does Cardi B come to games like she does Knicks games?
Didn't Cardi B do one of the Patriots, like Atlanta pregame? There was like Kraft dancing with Cardi B. Am I losing my mind?
Oh, really? I don't know.
I think that happened. Yeah. So Cardi B, you know, maybe
she'll
be
in the
Orange
Box. Does she ring the foghorn?
Ooh, who's week one?
That's what I think. It's Cardi B.
Why hasn't Wiggy done it? I mean, he's a walking foghorn.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be running out of people, so they need some celebs in to do that.
Right.
They've already gone through the gamut.
Maybe they brought in Vrabel so he could do both.
Maybe Santo. Santo's becoming a star.
He is.
He had a good trip down to
Newport. He really did.
Newport
played golf.
Yeah, Newport Country Club.
Very nice man. How about
Danny from Quincy ringing the foghorn?
Even better.
Let's bring him on the phone anyway here.
What about Jordan week one?
Okay, yeah, I'd like it. Yeah, he's back in the media. Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Kenny boy. You know, one little bit of house cleaning. After I hung up last week, he had Pauly Walnuts in the truck on the way to Dedham.
Yeah.
Try to play gotcha with me on Belichick in 2001.
Right.
And he cited four players that he said Belichick inherited, and all four players Belichick brought in. Hey, Pauly, Bobby Hamilton, Pfeiffer, Otis Smith, and Anthony Pleasant were all Bill Belichick acquisitions in 2000 and 2001. You got that? Stop going to concerts. They're destroying your brain cells. You freaking idiot. I got off my chest. I had to wait 1 week.
Yeah. Wait, but I thought he said Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson.
No, he did. He might have mentioned
Ty
them.
Law.
He cited a lot of guys.
He named four. No, he named Curtis. Don't play. intellectual dishonesty. You had the chance to correct him, and you didn't.
What are you talking about,
Danny? Because I think you wanted him to make me look bad.
It was too many names. I
don't give a damn how you look, Danny. Honestly,
well, you know, you're an encyclopedia when it comes to historical stuff regarding sports and everything else.
That's true.
You're the know-it-all.
Now, can I, Danny? Give me 20-second timeout.
Now it's amnesia.
No, wait, stop. 20-second timeout, Danny. I have to be honest. When I hear Paulie on the radio, I tune out. He's awful.
Okay. His calls suck. That was the only other option.
But that's what I do. I didn't listen. I was probably ordering lunch.
Okay,
this must have bothered you for a week, Danny. God.
Oh, it friggin' but you didn't correct him. That's what really
Ken was listening, and he intentionally didn't correct. He told me after.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, and this, one thing, I'm going to get the digs, okay? But Cora, now I know why Cora looks so detached from the team. When you have it, Breslow, saying that they have conversations. That word, the most overused, despicable word in the English language right now, the word conversation, I freaking hate it.
I think there's a couple more despicable words in the English language.
So Alex Cora now has got a blueprint he's got no managerial discretion, no game situation discretion. He can't make moves on the fly. That was what Cora was good at. His pitching management was outstanding when he was winning championships for both friggin' teams. And now that's been taken away from him.
Oh, he did it last night.
They have conversations about an 85 pitch count for friggin' Darren Crockett Crochet, Sonny Crockett Crochet.
Productive conversations, not just conversations. Productive conversations.
It's friggin' that. There's your answer right there. That's how the Red Sox are being run. Okay, this is outrageous. And I have no.
Do you
blame
have a thank
Cora.
You, Danny, for the answer I got out of it? I mean, God,
nice
all you do is
curse.
Rip me.
It was my idea.
No, yeah, I'm giving you credit. So that's what I got out of it. Now you know why Cora, all these people that are saying Cora looks detached, he's not engaged, he's just cut. This is what he's up against. And they gave Crochet that contract, and now they own the decision-making of Alex Cora on the field regarding that said player. There's your answer right there. Okay, they would have been better off letting him pitch for the 2 years and having Cora complete autonomy on his pitch management on that player, because that guy is an accident waiting to happen.
All right, Danny. Hold on. Paulie has called in the program, so would you like to talk to Paulie?
Go ahead. I'm all for it. Don't cut me off when I want to talk about.
Okay, but one at a time. One at a time. So Paulie, the floor is yours. Go ahead, Paulie.
Danny, I told the producer, I said, don't let him go. Hold him, like that scene in the bar room. In Goodfellas, okay? And they did. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all of them.
Yep.
So all those players that I mentioned, every single one of them, Danny, were core Parcells guys. From the Parcells crop, from the Parcells tree. Those are all
Wait a minute.
Parcells
wait a minute.
All right?
You said Belichick.
He brought those guys in from other teams that were core Parcells guys. He from the Parcells
the four players that I named.
Crop. Those are the guys he coached the years.
You named
Parcells
last week.
Okay. Go ahead, Danny. Go ahead.
The four players that you named last week, Bobby Hamilton, Roman Pfeiffer, Otis Smith, and Anthony Pleasant, were all signed by Belichick to win that 2000. I'm not saying Parcells didn't leave him an arsenal. I didn't say that. Of course he did. Parcells left him an arsenal, but not those four players. Get it straight.
Parcells drafted those guys. He brought them up in that system. Those are core Parcells guys. That's like you taking somebody else's kid and calling it your own, Danny. You're the last guy in the wilderness. You're the lone voice in the wilderness who still backs Belichick, although he finished up like a bum.
Yeah,
railroaded.
Don't change the subject.
In NFL
stay
history.
On topic.
Yeah, stay on topic.
Stay on topic,
Paulie. And he got what was his.
Stay on
he
topic.
He got what was his, Danny, and he still
stay on topic,
Paulie.
You friggin' you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, I'll add in these players.
Okay, go ahead, Danny.
I'll add in these players. Mike Vrabel was an acquisition that year. Okay, Richard Seymour, Matt Light, Joey Andruzzi. Oh, give
Danny,
me a freaking break.
You
David
are
Pat.
A mama Luke.
David Patton.
All right.
Okay. Give
you're
me a freaking break, Paulie.
You're an eloquent, well-spoken mama Luke, but you make no sense. You're not making any sense.
What about that statement wasn't true?
Well, Wiggy,
did he draft Michael? Did he bring Mike Vrabel on
Danny,
the game?
Danny, everybody quiet. Like Danny, everybody quiet for a second. Wiggy drafted Richard Seymour.
It's
he
true.
Told
good
Bill
point.
That's factual.
Very good point.
Go, carry on.
Richard Seymour, Mike Vrabel. they were all Belichick acquisitions for that team to win a championship that year.
Something changed
guy.
That year.
Vrabel was a Belichick guy. Correct. You are correct there.
Richard Seymour. Richard Seymour, Matt Light.
At least 10 players. I named at least 10 players that were all core Parcells guys, not Belichick guys, and even the guys you mentioned. That's from his cross.
You're arguing two different things.
Kids, okay? And they were the core of those first three championships. Without them, you weren't going anywhere, especially my boy, the cornerstone of the Patriots dynasty, Willie McGinnis. That was his locker room.
I'm not arguing with you. We have no argument. Those are historical facts, Paulie. But you didn't.
Lennon and Hamilton, they're all Parcells' boys.
Okay.
I love you, man.
Who signed him, Paulie?
Thank you, Paulie.
Who signed him?
You're easy meat, though. You're easy meat, kid.
No, you're easy. You're an easy idiot for saying what you said.
All right? Danny, Paulie's out. Good job.
Thank you. That was fun. I enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah, okay. Well, you look up the historical facts on the players I named. Okay. Mike Vrabel, David Patton, Matt Light, Joe Andruzzi.
You know what's funny, Danny? All those guys were.
Seymour,
you know what's funny, Danny? Danny, stop for a second, you maniac. All of those guys were 5-13. Isn't that funny? That something changed. I don't know what it was,
so
like the weather.
This is what I'm talking about.
I'm not sticking up for Paulie.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
God,
are.
God, I just said he's an idiot, and I don't listen to him. Okay. For the love of God.
Danny, thank you. Paulie, thank you. That was a good round.
Yikes.
We'll do that next week. Round two.
A lot of messages enjoying this.
Okay, now would you enjoy Angry Principal Dave on a Saturday?
Sure.
Now, Dave has been, I don't think he's called the morning show. He hides behind the Hill Notes these days.
Oh, he's very active with the Twitch chat.
But I worry that this is not going to go very pleasant.
Oh, I'm in a great mood.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. I had a great day yesterday.
It says he has a compliment for you. Dave, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. No, I can't get on between 6 and 7. It's just tough. A lot of talking goes on in that show, but it's great talk. Anyways, yeah, I want to compliment Curtis. Great job with Breslow. And I can't, when you talk about communication, like the main piece they were communicating about wasn't even involved. The pitcher, I mean, give me a break. That's why I don't watch them anymore. They're so dysfunctional. But I really wanted to comment on Diggs.
But actually, I think that's a great point.
Please.
How could you talk about communicating and the person that was involved?
Yeah, but Corey answered that. He said they didn't want to let him know or the opponent know before the game that you're on
account. Who was going to tell the opponent?
Well, if they come out and say it, okay, stick with Crochet. You don't want him to know he's on a leash.
But after the game, he made it pretty damn clear that he was mad that he didn't know.
Nah, he was bad in the moment, and then he said he's fine.
He had every right to be pissed. Listen, when you have a relationship, you should be able to sit down and communicate. Like, that just goes to show what frauds that front office is. I agree. That's why I can't watch them. I think it's horrible.
Well, they're hot.
But to Diggs, Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, they're hot. Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, well, let's rattle off nine more, and then we can call them hot. But Diggs, honestly, I don't know what. Like, I was against the signing. I don't know what we think is going to change. If he couldn't succeed with the second greatest quarterback or the second best quarterback in the NFL, how do we think he's going to come here? If we had Tom Brady at the helm, then I would have said, okay, let's give this a shot. And I would say even let's stick it out after this boat incident. But let's cut bait now. Let's get rid of this guy.
Really?
If there's any way to save – oh, my God. Do you really think this is going to end well? Absolutely not. This kid has no desire to win. If he wanted to win, he would be in Foxborough rehabbing. If he wanted to win, he would have been there showing his teammates. I've said this before, I think. I don't know, maybe on a call. Athletes of today, there's very few that want to win, that are driven by winning. They don't want it. They don't care. He's got his money. He's got his celebrities on his boat. He doesn't give a crap.
But Dave, I just one point because we're running up against the break. I would say this.
Yeah.
The days of the Patriots being a destination for good players who prioritize winning are over until they start winning again. So until you get
Agreed.
There, you have to take risks with guys like Diggs.
Mercenary.
Yeah, okay, fair point. But after you've seen this example, I say if we can get out and save some money, I honestly don't know the contracts. I don't know what we're, you know, what we're in for, you know, what we're locked into. But I'd say cut bait unless he makes a drastic, and he hasn't even done anything to come out and refute what's happened. So I say cut bait. I'd rather let McDaniels run, get a shot at these young guys and see what we can do, and then maybe bring in somebody else. I mean, I'm hearing Pitts wants out. Is it Pitts out of Atlanta? Yeah. Not Pitts. The tight end.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, let's bring in that. Yeah, you know. Anyways, all right, guys, have a great day. I'm off to ref basketball.
Oh wow!
Sick brag, bro. There. How about that? That was actually. Are you two friends again?
Is he like who's the guy with the biceps in the NFL? Oh God.
Oh, Hockley.
Yeah. Is he Hockley? It just
definitely.
Takes like 10
definitely.
Minutes to
There's
introduce
no doubt
the rules.
He's Hockley.
Imagine somebody arguing with him with his kids there.
Now, a good point by a texter, 207. Easy meat is a tremendous insult.
It really is.
New favorite insult.
Good line,
by Paulie.
I know I'm biased because James is brilliant, but he was having a piece of chicken. I said, how is it? He goes, it's stubborn. What a great use of the word. You'd never define chicken as stubborn, but it was like chicken. It was crappy chicken.
Who won the stubborn collar debate? Danny?
Danny.
Really?
Those are just...
Good job by Paulie,
But Paulie did play the even keel role.
Yes, he did. And then he got out first.
We should have random callers show up for duels at road shows.
LIFO, last in, first out. That's the Paulie approach.
LIPO?
LIFO.
Oh.
He called second, and then he got out first with a dig, with an insult.
I do think our friend, the attorney down in Florida, Brad, says that he thinks if it was going to happen, it would have happened yesterday, 4 to 7 p.m. That Diggs
Friday,
is still here. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Can we take a few calls before we're out of here on Diggs? Was it a good signing or not? 617-779-7.
Well, how do we know?
Will it work out or not? Well, that's what we do. We speculate. Will it work out?
Okay.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's next? All right, well, it's been an eventful morning, but I want some Diggs calls, Curtis. Is Diggs going to work out? From what we know now, we don't know much. We have one incident on a boat that seems like it's going to blow over. Not totally, but I think you're right. I think your buddy Brad is right. If it would happen, it would have happened Friday.
Greg and I on the boat from hotel to the lobster bar.
Yeah, a lot of twerking there for 5:30 in the morning.
I mean, when Greg shakes that booty.
And I noticed Wiggy stayed off the boat. Good job by him. I told Wiggy, be smart. Make smart decisions. And he drove instead of taking the boat.
You know what I thought of? Do you remember the big chaos and scandal when Jerry Remy said, speak baseball language?
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. What a different time. Anyway, miss your Rem Dog.
So if you answered my question earlier, you said Diggs will work out. It is going to be a good signing.
If I had to pick.
If you had to pick.
Yes.
We had our caller, your buddy, Principal Dave, said it's going to be a disaster. Let's ask Kelly in Amherst. Kelly, what's your gut? Diggs going to work out, yes or no?
I'm not going by my gut. I mean, you ask a question, I say, yeah, he'll probably work out, assuming the health thing clears over. But listen, I just want to respond directly to the guy who said he doesn't want to win. I'm going to go law and order, objection, calls for speculation. You have no idea what's going on inside this guy's mind. I think that's just a really lame, wannabe hot take. Here's what's really going on with Stephon Diggs. They throw him the ball, and he catches it. Other guys, they throw him the ball, they don't always catch it. All you do is you do your job to the best of your abilities. Look, yeah, if he doesn't get over this injury thing, I'm going to be pissed. Like the way Gronk used to not get over his injuries, and maybe he was out there partying, wrestling, riding dirt bikes, whatever the hell he's doing. If Diggs can perform and we need him to perform, I'll be happy. But, yeah, my prediction is he will.
Okay, good. Good analysis there. And when do we think he'll be back? Not for week one, right?
I'm sorry. I don't think Gronk milked anything. Gronk played through. He had a bad back when he got to the NFL. He's the greatest tight end I've ever seen play the position. And
toward the end, he had the little playbook there from the Bucks a little early.
I got to tell you, when a guy like Bill Belichick, a family man, tells you to not do stuff outside the building, you listen.
Taking shots at Bill, the family man. He
did everything he could to make Gronk miserable. He tried to trade him to the Lions.
Modern Family's with his kid in Carolina.
But do you hear that?
Taking care of Steven.
If you're Gronk, you're not pissed about that?
No, of course. He must be.
Like, what a fraud. What a gigantic fraud.
When is the Gronk
fraud
playground going to open up, by the way? Down on the Starro Drive area. It's like under construction perpetually.
It said it's been under construction for like 4 years.
I know. Get the job done, Gronk.
The big dig just finished.
He was back in the area this week.
I would also say, we mentioned it. Another mention. Ernie Bach, phenomenal work behind the scenes for those that are having a tough go at it. Was with the Jimmy Fund patient this past week for hours.
Really?
In his salon. And Gronk is someone who everybody you meet in the medical field will say to you how much they love Gronk and how he's still a presence at the hospitals around here.
It's good to hear. Bob in Londonderry on Steph Diggs. Hi, Bob. Bob, we had Bob. I think we lost Bob.
What do you think?
I think he's going to work out. For what it was.
And if I'm the Patriots, I maximize this year. I think Diggs is here to recoup some value, and he's going to be the number one. He wouldn't be the number one everywhere, and to beat the Bills twice. Well, and that's what you need after this year.
I'll take once.
Bill was brilliant to bring in Randy Moss. Dumb to re-sign him.
Your two Bills games are spread out. Week five, and the other is after the bye week at home, December 14th.
And I love the Patriots schedule.
I like it too.
Much better than the last several years.
Very soft early, which you need without Diggs, probably. Let's go to Tim and Lowell. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Let's talk a little for a quick comment on Gibbs. Diggs.
Yep.
Terrible signing. That's all I got to say about that. He was a head case. There's a lot of three teams. I don't know why they took a chance on him. But I actually called to talk about the Red Sox.
Good.
Dan Shaughnessy is right about Alex Cora. He with the contract extension that he got last July 24th, and if I'm not mistaken, Ken, I think the Red Sox are 10 or 11 games under 500 since he got that contract extension. He is comfortable accepting losing as part of the culture because he's got financial security now. He's got a $21 million contract in his back pocket.
True.
And they're stuck with him. And I think it's time for him to go. I think he's done a terrible job this year in every frame. When you lose as many 1-1 games as they've lost, that's a direct reflection on the manager. He doesn't know how to manufacture runs in a close game. The players seem to be in control of the clubhouse now. It's time for him to go.
Wow. Okay. I stand by Cora. I like Cora. He has definitely taken a longer approach and a team-friendly approach. He is no longer driven by the immediacy of contract and win now.
He's been paid.
He's been paid off. True. But when this team gets healthy, if they get Roman Anthony here and Bregman comes back, still a playoff team.
Do you know the big reason why I was excited that they extended Cora? Because it meant to me that the organization had changed.
Yeah.
But in hindsight.
And we have some.
In hindsight, Cora changed. And he allowed himself to be bought by $7 million a year.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. If
it
they're on the
was.
Same page,
they're
that's
not.
Good.
They How are they on the same page?
Well, he's not throwing them under the bus. They just
Craig Breslow didn't throw him under the bus.
He kind of embarrassed him.
Right.
It's not really throwing him under the bus. Just telling
he said
it
his
it
job is to manage egos and to synthesize in real time the information he's given.
And they have productive conversations.
Have you ever had a productive conversation with a thought partner?
Yeah, you and I all the time. We have our Wednesday imaging meetings.
Yeah, those are long.
All right, Curtis, so next week we are on the beach at Old Orchard.
Cannot wait.
After the Friday Road Show. And Thursday night we'll be at Cowbell Rock Row.
That's right.
Up in the greater Portland area, which is a great spot. Should be another fantastic week. The Road Show goes ever on and on. Week four.
Portland Standard Baking Company, the best bread shop I have ever been to.
Ooh.
I found out this week, fittingly, it's owned by those that own 4th Street. Have you ever been to 4th Street?
No.
One of the best restaurants up there. High-quality dining.
All right, I'll try to check both those out. And we've got Shime and Mego next. I'm sure Shime will be defending Drake all morning. He's had a couple tough OTAs, but that's fine.
Who's the better world. Drake? Drake or Drake May?
I mean, Drake, the rapper, is much more proven. And
I don't know, but Canada's struggling.
Canada's struggling? I don't know. Okay. That's a good point. You always know how to finish an argument.
Alrighty.
I agree with you, Curtis.
Good work, Kenny. See you
good
Monday.
Work. Good work, Mitch and Tom. And don't go anywhere. The Shime and Mego show next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.